Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president. What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 15 minutes at a time, but expect some extended sessions coming up this month. Until then, let's go ahead and start today's show. And again, welcome to the third week and the eighth episode of What's Brewing, CISFA? Let's go ahead and start the show off with our first cup. So pour yourself a nice hot beverage to get through this kind of warm, cold day, depending upon where you are in California or across the state. So this episode was recorded the morning of Wednesday, August 5th, as we are still just working through, you know, our third week here of shows. My goal is, once I get synced up with our co-host Dana, is to give you two episodes every week, one at the start and one towards the end of the week. And the plan is to expand to 30-minute episodes. I don't think that's too long. It's not too short. I don't want to scare away any of our audience, but I want to make sure that we have episodes long enough that we can do some things like interviews with our CISFA executive board, interviews with people in the financial aid or higher education field to talk about topics that we think would be interesting to our CISFA members. So expect that at some point, probably later this month in August, we'll move on to 30-minute episodes. Something I want to wrap up from our last couple episodes, I introduced you to our new CISFA executive board members, the different positions we have in the association, and then also our realigned committees. The committees are ones that are served on by primarily executive board members, but we always like to have a broad range of people across the CISFA membership community join us on our committees. So for this coming year, these are our new committees. I'm just going to run them down real quick. We have an awards committee. They handle the awards for people within the association or others that the association wants to honor. We've combined our bylaws with our policies and procedures committee, and that one, again, kind of oversees all the technicalities behind us as an organization. Our communications committee is relatively new, being headed up by someone who has a lot of experience with CISFA, and in particular working on our blog and our newsletter. The conference committee oversees the putting together of everything regarding the conference. So there's a lot of subparts to this. People who will work specifically on a keynote presenter or getting presenters for breakout sessions. Entertainment. That might be a little different in this virtual world, but still there's entertainment to be had. And a lot of other small pieces and big pieces that go into putting on our annual conference. We have a federal issues committee where we look at, and we have chaired by a vice president and have usually quite a few members from across the state, looking at how different federal issues affect us and our work and our students at the community colleges. On the financial front, we've combined a lot of older committees that used to be overseen by a treasurer or a treasurer-elect into what we call now the Fiscal Stability and Growth Committee, taking into account everything from fund development, things we do at our conference or otherwise to raise funds for the association, primarily for the scholarships that we give every year, and to make sure that we stay on a nice, even keel as far as making sure our finances are good. Nominations and elections is a standing committee that, of course, we need because every year, a lot of our positions turn over. So the presidency, like me, I'm in a three-year cycle. I start as president-elect for a year. I'm serving as president for this 2020-2021 cycle. And next year, I'll be the past president. But some of our positions, like secretary, for example, it's a one-year commitment. treasurers, they do a 3-year cycle similar to the president, but our VPs are 2-year cycles. And of course, there's some other positions too, and they vary a little bit. So if you're thinking of running for an office, expect to hear from us soon. We have a scholarships committee. Again, straightforward. They are out there and they work tirelessly throughout the year and really at conference to raise the funds, collect the funds, and do things to raise money for the scholarships we give to students every year across the state. State issues, handled by our vice president, who again is someone who has got a lot of experience on the state level and is a former president of CSFA, looking out for our students on the state front. Again, there's a lot of different laws, regulations, and guidance given to us from anywhere from, you know, laws passed by our state assembly, passed through the governor, or guidance that we receive potentially from the Student Aid Commission or possibly the Chancellor's Office. A lot of things out there that we want to make sure that we're staying on top of. We have a Sunshine Committee, or what I'm going to call Membership Connections. It combines the volunteering aspects of trying to go out and outreach to people who would like to volunteer and work with the association, and also maintaining connections with our members. I see this being really key this year because this year, with everyone working remotely and away and not connected as we normally would be, and missing out on even a spring conference this year, we want to get our membership tied back together. So I have some ideas on that I'll share with you over the next few episodes as far as doing some connecting across the state. We have a training committee separate from the conference. CSFA has in the past offered a variety of summer or fall or online training throughout the year for our members. So expect that. We're looking at the same things this year. How can we fit into the wide range of things that are offered to our members? Training from NASFA, our National Association, WASFA, our Western Region, CASFA, handling all the different segments across CASFA or across California, and then us. How do we find and prepare and offer good training for our members, regardless of where they're working or what they're working on throughout the year? And then our last committee, our website or our web oversight committee. And this, again, is a committee that oversees much of our electronic initiatives, we can call them, our website, our listserv, our databases that are part of the website as far as membership and when we do conference registration, really doing quite a bit of technical work and making sure that our CSFA organization is well maintained in those aspects. Now you might be asking yourself, should I get involved? Can I get involved? And the answer, of course, is yes and yes. Yes, we want you to be involved with our association. Hopefully there's a committee out there that you're interested in. Maybe you're looking at running for a position in the organization. I'll say one of the things I didn't mention today yet, or I really haven't implied with our committees, is how our regional reps play into all of this. Again, we have at least one, if not also an alternate, for every region as part of our regional representative body that's part of the CSFA Executive Board. This oftentimes is the starting point for a lot of people coming up through the organization that want to get involved with CSFA. So it's a great way to meet new people. They sit on the executive board. They're also part of the state system office, the chancellor's office, advisory group. So when we do our CSFA executive board, we have people from the chancellor's office there to sit in and, again, hear from the regions, hear what are the concerns that are going on out there, and then also to pass back information. So how do you get involved? You know, immediately for this year, think about the committees I talked about. And if you are interested, try to find me. Try to get a hold of me. Probably the easiest way to do so is if you go to the CSFA website, you click on the About CSFA link near the top, go down the page a little bit, you'll see the executive board members. And although it might not be up to date quite yet, we'll have the 2020-2021 board members all properly lined up and synced up. You'll see me there either as president-elect or president soon, but my email's there, my contact information. Feel free to please contact me if you're interested. I'll make sure your information gets to the proper chair or co-chair of a committee and or answer any questions you might have about how to get involved. In particular, something like, say, conference, you know, I don't have any updates on it yet, but we're going to be filling out some committee positions there. We may still be looking for some people to present because I'm hoping that a lot of our presenters who had planned to do breakout sessions or other large sessions at our 2020 conference will still be interested in doing so at our 2021 conference. So keep an eye out for that. Also, just as a quick note, let you know, I expect that our FAMS, the Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase, will launch next week. Due to some technical details of upsetting the layout to the website and getting some kind of form that people who have some ideas and have the intent to put forth a project will do through a form somewhere on our website. I'm going to be working on this next week. As, of course, I'm doing what most of us do when we take vacation time. I'm doing nothing. I'm not going anywhere. Well, I should say, during most other years, you probably do go somewhere and have fun. This year, it's a little harder. So next week, I'll be working on that so I can get FAMS launched for you. Expect to see some emails and a redesigned front to our CSFA website. I'm going to take a little short musical interlude here before we head into our last segment today. So hang on, everybody. All right, everybody, and we're back into our last segment of the show, The Last Sip. So hopefully you got your last sip there of your hot beverage from earlier. Again, the big thing I want to just say here before we close out today's show, please help spread the word about CSFA, about the podcast, and, you know, more about us. You know, check out our Twitter feed. Connect with us. Again, if you're interested in serving on the board, let me know. If you are interested in serving on a CSFA committee, let me know. I want to make sure that we get everyone involved that would like to be involved with our association. There's a lot of things you can learn. People you meet, you are in the know in many ways. You get to meet the people from the Chancellor's Office, the State California Student and Aid Commission. We get to hear from legislators and their aides when it comes to talking about financial aid bills that are going before the Assembly or the State Senate. We want to have your help in us promoting and working for our students. That's about all I have for today. So, you know, catch our last episode of the week coming up on Friday. So I want to thank you for joining us here on What's Brewing CSFA. Remember to check out the CSFA website at CSFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter. For this and all WBC, or What's Brewing CSFA podcasts, find our feed at wbccsfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. And that's the words pod and bean as one word. What's Brewing CSFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis Schrader and Dana Yarbrough. This has been Episode 8, recorded Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. Everyone, have a great day.